Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to each and every one of you. This is Master Mira Inkeri. I'm very honored to be a disciple and worldwide representative of Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, as well as one of his divine channels. Welcome to each of you listening to this on Blog Talk Radio or watching and being here live with me on tv.drsha.com. This is Dr. and Master Sha's Soul Healing Miracles chanting channel. This a divine temple, a virtual temple, as well as a physical temple, in the manner that there is a physical framework here through which we interact, through which the broadcast takes place. This is a 24/7 temple to serve you, to serve humanity. There are 30 trillion saints that make this channel a divine temple. Personally, myself, I am deeply, deeply grateful for the 30 trillion saints that are here, for their incredible unconditional service to each of us who come here, and most of all, each of us who write a blessing request here on the channel. Every night as I lay my head on the pillow, I express my gratitude to the 30 trillion saints. While they are blessed to have the opportunity of service, we are profoundly blessed for their hard work. Because what are they doing? They are removing soul, mind, and body blockages for us that relate to our request. Whether we request something for ourselves or for our loved ones, they serve us tirelessly regardless. So I urge you to write a request every single day for all aspects of your life. You can write it for absolutely everything and anything. So let me look at the requests. There are 60,328 requests. How wonderful. Good, 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 good. And now my screen scrolled up in a funny way. I lost the right spot. Okay, so today we continue our focus for our topic, which is daily business and finances, as it is here Monday through Friday every morning. And this week our focus is on what are the messages we tell ourselves about our daily business, our soul healing business, for those of you who are divine healers, and especially those of you who are in training. In the advanced training with Master Sha to one day certify as a divine channel. This is particularly pertinent topic for you. And this week we have a couple of exciting events that will be available via webcast from Master Sha's Soul Healing Center in Toronto. We have beloved Master Ximena Gavino here, who has been with Master Shah for 13 years. She started with Master Shah before Master Shah was a divine channel, before he could offer divine blessings, send divine orders, and more. She started with Master Shah when he was more of a Qigong master and was offering teachings from Soul Mind Body Medicine style, even before the book published itself. So Master Ximena has served the mission Master Shah and students in many, many different capacities. She is extremely knowledgeable on this topic on how to set up and run your soul healing service, as well as all kinds of other businesses because of her background in the corporate world. So this weekend, on Friday evening, she's running an introductory evening, then Saturday, Sunday workshop. And her focus is on the 7 key factors. This will be extremely exciting, extremely powerful. I am personally looking forward to this because I love her teachings. I honor her teachings very, very deeply. So I am dedicating this whole week in preparing ourselves for the weekend, so that we can explore. Yesterday, we explored the messages more on the soul level. What we tell ourselves about our soul healing business. And many of you had great and deep insights. So today, we're going to explore on the mental body, what are some of the mindsets, the attitudes, the beliefs, ego, and attachments involved in our daily business or our soul healing service. Because many of us may have mindsets or attitudes or beliefs that are not aligned with the purpose, with the goal that we have. And if those two are not in alignment, they're not sort of pointing towards the same direction. If they're kind of, if one is pointing this way and one is pointing this way, they're going like this in different directions. So we need to make sure that our soul, heart, mind, and body are all aligned in one direction, in oneness. That's the purpose. So good morning to every one of you who are saying greetings to everyone. Good morning, Elizabeth from Germany. She's from southern Germany. Melana here in Toronto, good morning. Rashmi, welcome. Welcome, Rebecca. Teresa, Shanice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So let us align a few aspects first. Sit up straight once again. Stretch your spine. Roll your shoulders up and back. My shoulders are making lots of crunching noises, which is good. That's energy shifting. Feel your feet on the ground. Wiggle your hips a little bit in your seat, the surface that you're sitting on. Have one of Master Shah's Soul Healing Miracles books with you. Place it on your lower abdomen. Close your eyes. Bring your breath, your focus, your attention inside your lower abdomen. Visualize the golden light ball inside your lower abdomen. Breathe into the space. The golden light ball is expanding, growing, increasing in size and in density. Breathing deeply, expand, open, expand. And repeat after me. Dear Divine, dear the Tao, all Heaven's highest committees, the Source, beloved Master Shah, the soul of the chanting channel, 30 trillion saints here, all of our spiritual fathers and mothers, teachers and guides, all of the Taoist saints, gurus, lamas, siddhas, bodhisattvas and saints, the Da Bei Zhou, Guanyin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Allah, all holy men and women, all holy beings, wisdom figures, ascended masters and kahunas, all indigenous elders and leaders of each country on Mother Earth at this time and beyond. We love you, honor you, appreciate you, deeply respect you. Please come and join this session. Please sit in our lower abdomen. Please purify our soul, heart, mind, and bodies. Further and further, deeper and deeper, so we may heal, purify, transform every aspect of our soul, heart, mind, and body. To become better, unconditional, universal servants to humanity and all souls. To receive the guidance and wisdom that we need at this time to show us whatever wisdom is relevant about our journey, about our task, our soul healing service, or our daily business otherwise. What are some of the attitudes, mindsets, beliefs, ego, and attachments? We are deeply honored and grateful. Thank you so very much. And let us be of service to all souls now. Dear soul, mind, and body of all souls in all universes, stars, moons, planets, galaxies, and solar systems, in all organizations, in the physical world, and in the virtual world. We love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please come and chant with us, meditate with us, practice with us. Let us heal together. transform together. Let us transform any and all mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachment that are not in alignment of unconditional universal service to all souls, so that we may align heart to heart, soul to soul, so all souls may join as one and bring love, peace, and harmony to all souls. Thank you so very much. And let us sing love, peace, and harmony. Please join me. Lula. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Rakas then sirendani asilo. Rakastan kokoi mes konta lida sudamet ya sielote rakaus rauha ya harmonia rakaus rauha ya And notice how you're feeling in this very moment. Welcome to those of you who have joined us. Welcome to Shirley, Chris, Gayho, Anne-Marie, Ulrike from Germany. Wonderful. Thank you for saying hello and connecting with us more deeply. So, in Master Shah's teaching, in actually TCM, in traditional Chinese medicine, the heart houses the mind. So to transform our thinking about our soul healing service, about our daily business, means to purify our heart, to heal perhaps any hurt that we carry in our heart, to transform any blockages that we may have in our hearts. So we're going to do that. We're going to do a practice for the heart first. And then we're going to do a practice with tracing off the spinal column calligraphy again, because we're going to keep reinforcing, building a solid and powerful spinal column for not only ourselves, but for our finances and for our soul healing service and our daily business. Because as we strengthen our spinal column, and any of those three spinal columns, as we strengthen that, we have a more solid frame to go through the challenges, the testing, the purification. It is so important, and because the spinal column also connects to the brain, and it's while it's the heart that houses the mind, the brain has the synapses, the connections that need to also be transformed, and the brain needs to be rewired differently so as for us to change the patterns, the ways of responding to situations, especially those fast, quick responses. Okay? So we're going to do that. Welcome, Soul Dance. So we're going to use that with the we're going to use the calligraphy Da'ai, the greatest love. I was just checking whether we need to use Da'ai or Da Quan Shu, because every single calligraphy in the Soul Healing Miracles book is very powerful. And on different days, different times, we need different frequencies to help us transform. So open your Soul Healing Miracles book if you have a copy. At the back of the book, figure 18 is the calligraphy Da'ai. If you do not have a book, I'm going to place my book. Let me see how I can place it so that you could see it. But even if you can't see it, because I'm holding it for the radio listeners as well, so the calligraphy will serve you anyhow, even if you cannot see it. I'm trying to place it so that it it would work. Exploring my home studio here, so that I don't necessarily have to hold it in my hand, and that does not work exactly either, where I'm trying to place it here. Let me see if I... Aha! There we go. Now you can see it. I'm moving the screen a little bit. Geho is sharing about the Divine Soul Song of Love, Peace, and Harmony. It is a very, very powerful Divine Soul Song. And, you know, to give you advance notice, on the 21st of September is World Peace Day. We're going to have a whole big extravaganza here on the Chanting Channel to dedicate, to devote, to serve together for the purpose of world peace, because of course we are about world peace. We are about love, peace, and harmony. We have Love, Peace, and Harmony movement for this purpose. So place your right hand on your heart. When you place your right hand, it actually touches your message center. It touches your message center, then your lingong, and your physical heart, because the physical heart is a little bit to the left of the center. So there's three different things. The message center is right smack bang in the middle. Then the heart is a little bit to the left. And between those two is your lingong, which is your soul temple, which carries your heaven's task, heaven's message for this lifetime. So when you place your right hand on your heart, because it sort of goes diagonal, it covers all of those three. And we, of course, remember from Master Zhao's teaching that where we place our hands is where you receive the benefits of the healing. Okay? Close your eyes. Visualize the golden light in your heart. Repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of my beloved heart, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Deeply, deeply, I'm grateful for your unconditional service to me each and every day, 24 hours a day. Could you please release, heal, and transform any mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachments that no longer serve me for my divine task, my service to humanity and all souls. Could you please provide me with the insight, the wisdom, the awareness, the knowledge, so that I can be consciously aware of what I need to heal and transform. Please guide me in this way. Thank you so very much. Dear the beloved Source Mantra and Source Lingon Calligraphy Da'ai, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please heal my heart. Transform, purify my heart. Release, dissipate, transform any mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachments that are negative, that are not in alignment with my divine purpose, my divine task, my soul healing service, to serve humanity and all souls at this time. Please release whatever wisdom and knowledge that would be beneficial for me to be aware at this time, so that I can be in better alignment for my divine purpose at this time, for my soul healing service, and more. I'm deeply honored and grateful. Continue to visualize the golden light in your heart. And please join me. I forgot to say that if you have the Soul Healing Miracles book in your own calligraphy, place it on your heart. You hold on to your book. I put my book on the shelf there so that it serves those on the radio show or who do not have their own book. So close your eyes. Die, 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 die. Stay with your eyes closed and connected to your heart. Now ask the soul of your heart some questions. Allow the messages to come in whatever form, whether they are feelings, sensations, whether you hear words, see colors, pictures, whatever it is, whether you receive the messages now or sometime later. Have the greatest patience with yourself to receive the guidance. Sometimes we do not receive the answers immediately, which is perfectly okay, because everything happens in perfect divine timing. So ask the soul of your heart the following questions. Dear my beloved, soul of my heart, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Do you hold within you messages of great confidence, about myself in my divine tasks? Do you have the message for me, knowing that I have fully realized my role, my service, my task? How can I increase my awareness of my service? What aspects of my soul, heart, mind, and body I may need to change? I might need to heal, to transform, to be more of service to others. What is your guidance for me today? What are some of the attachments I need to release and transform? How is it that I can trust the divine more? How can I increase my trust, my faith in my journey, in the divine today? Thank you so very much. How we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Source Mantra and Source Lingam Calligraphy, Da'ai, greatest love. Thank you to our own soul and to the soul of our heart. And you can release your hands. Notice how your hand is feeling. Mine is very, very hot. Now I'd like to offer you a blessing for healing, for transforming anything that is not serving you to the highest capacity. But for this, you need to write a request here on the channel. As I said at the beginning, it is most powerful to write your request. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to write your request. Whatever the messages was that you just received, the guidance for yourself, or you can just write in general, heal, transform, purify my attitudes, mindsets, beliefs, ego, and attachments that needs to be healed and transformed so as to be in better alignment, have more trust, have more faith, whatever the case may be. Take a moment to write your request. And I'm going to offer you a blessing with one of these calligraphy cards that I have. I'm going to offer it with the Da'ai calligraphy card. These are so powerful healing tools. Master Shah has given his divine healers the opportunity to receive powerful blessings bestowed in the cards, so that we can offer more service and of better service to others. Okay. Wonderful. Rashmi is requesting to open her heart further to receive all the guidance. Omaira is asking for blessings to go through chemo. Shanice is asking to bless her heart, heart chakra, soul house, and soul mind body of her Lingong. Good requests. All of them. Maureen is asking for family, relationship. Okay. Good. And welcome to Ceci from Australia. Wonderful to have you here. And RP. RP always connects with greatest love. Wonderful. Okay, so keep writing your requests. All of those requests that you're still typing, you may have pressed enter and it's still being processed through the system, still coming through, will be included. Even if I can't read them and see them right now, if they're in the system coming through, then they will be included. Okay, so I will offer the blessing and then we'll do another practice. The practice is so, so very, very important. By the way, we are launching today a brand new practice. At 12:30 for half an hour in each time zone, Australia, India, Europe, Hawaii, West Coast and East Coast of North America. We're going to do a special half-hour practice 6 times a day, just really focusing on practicing to heal, to transform further and further with all of the treasures that we have. So it's a 30-minute session. You can join 6 times a day, whatever time zone suits you. The only exception is that in the Eastern time zone, which is 12 noon, we already have a 1-hour session in place. So that session will be 60 minutes long. All of the other 5 sessions will only be 30 minutes long. But you can choose any time to connect, to join a powerful practice. Okay? Christine is sharing that she was feeling kind of blue this morning, wandering through the dark, feeling that comes to us all at some time or another. I got up and did my practice, and now I'm watching you and feeling much better. I love my practice. Thank you, Master Shah. Love you, Master Shah. Very good, Kristen. I'm very glad you're feeling the connection with the practice, because it's only the practice that is going to shift our thinking, shift our emotions, because through the practice we connect with the higher frequency and vibration. And that is what will shift whatever emotions we're going through. We're going through those emotions so that they can be healed and transformed. That in itself is an essential process, and it's equally essential to practice so that the higher frequency and vibration can come through and transform whatever it is that we're going through. So it's essential. Thank you for sharing that, Christine. Thank you for the teaching on that. That's very powerful. Okay, so let us prepare for the blessing. So sit up straight. Place your hand, continue to place your hand on your heart, because this is especially for your heart and to transform your thinking, your attitudes, mindsets, beliefs, ego, and attachment. So close your eyes, sit up straight. One hand on your lower abdomen, one on your heart. This is a blessing for you. However it is appropriate at this time to serve you for your highest divine good, to heal, to transform any mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachments that no longer serve you or are not in the highest alignment for your service. As it is appropriate for you at this time, fully open your heart, soul, mind, and body to receive this blessing for you. And blessing begins. Tai do, tai do, tai do, tai do, greatest love, greatest love, greatest love, greatest love, greatest. Mm-hmm. divine. Thank you, all layers of heaven. Thank you, source, lingua, and calligraphy. Da I. Thank you. Take a deep breath in. Move your shoulders. Move your spine. Stretch your arms up. Move your body side to side. Okay. And we're going to prepare to do some tracing to take it one more step further, our practice and our transformation. So I'm going to place my calligraphy here once again. You can trace with me on this one. Or if you have your own one, you can trace with that. Okay? So, Ren Di Tian Da Zi Zi He Yi. J-I-Z-H-I. Ji Zi He Yi. Okay? So, dear source, lingua, and calligraphy, Ren Di Tian Da Zi Zi He Yi. Spinal column He Yi. I love you, honor you, appreciate you. Please bless my spinal column of my finances, spinal column of my daily business or soul healing service. Please further heal and transform any mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachment that are appropriate to heal and transform today to better align me with my divine service. Thank you so much. Visualize golden light throughout and let us trace. Ren Di Tian Dao Ji Zhu He Yi. Ren Di Tian Dao Ji Zhu He Yi. Ren Di Tian Dao Ji Zhu He Yi. How? Thank you. Thank you, Source Lingo and Calligraphy, Randy Tiandao, Jijo Heye. Take a deep breath in again. Roll your shoulders. I would love to hear your experience. From the practice, the Da'ai practice, from the blessing, the experiences you have with the spinal column, calligraphy, and more. Whatever it is that your experience has been this morning, I would love to hear from you. And I will read them, and I will connect with you through that. We will continue tomorrow morning because we have come to the end of our time today. I'm excited about this topic this week. Keep connecting with you on this. And I want to bring your attention to a special opportunity in exactly 11 hours, whatever time it is for you now, in 11 hours, Master Sha will be broadcasting live here on Chanting Channel with all of the people from Master Sha's Soul Healing Center in Toronto. We have a free Soul Healing Miracle Evening on Wednesday evenings every single week. And this week, Master Sha is blessing us with his presence and leading healing, soul healing himself. So we will be broadcasting live here. So please join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Time in 11 hours time. Join Master Shah, join Master Sher, Master Jimena, and myself at this time. We will be so honored to serve you, to be with you. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and I will see you again tomorrow. Let us close together by saying three times, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. Have a wonderful, blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.